Jasher chapter 63. And in the 93rd year died Levi, the son of Jacob, in Egypt. And Levi was 137 years old when he died. And they put him into a coffin, and he was given into the hands of his children. And it came to pass, after the death of Levi, when all Egypt saw that the sons of Jacob, the brethren of Joseph, were dead, all the Egyptians began to afflict the children of Jacob, and to embitter their lives from that day unto the day of their going forth from Egypt. And they took from their hands all the vineyards and fields which Joseph had given unto them, and all the elegant houses in which the people of Israel lived, and all the fat of Egypt. The Egyptians took all from the sons of Jacob in those days. And the hand of all Egypt became more grievous in those days against the children of Israel, and the Egyptians injured the Israelites, until the children of Israel were wearied of their lives on account of the Egyptians. And it came to pass in those days, in the 102nd year of Israel's going down to Egypt, that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, died. And Melol, his son, reigned in his stead. And all the mighty men of Egypt and all that generation which knew Joseph and his brethren died in those days. And another generation rose up in their stead, which had not known the sons of Jacob and all the good which they had done to them, and all their might in Egypt. Therefore all Egypt began from that day forth to embitter the lives of the sons of Jacob, and to afflict them with all manner of hard labor, because they had not known their ancestors who had delivered them in the days of the famine. And this was also from the Lord for the children of Israel, to benefit them in their latter days, in order that all the children of Israel might know the Lord their God, and in order to show the signs and mighty wonders which the Lord would do in Egypt on account of his people Israel, in order that the children of Israel might fear the Lord God of their ancestors and walk in all his ways, they and their seed after them all the days. Melol was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 94 years. And all Egypt called his name Pharaoh after the name of his father, as it was their custom to do to every king who reigned over them in Egypt. At that time all the troops of Angeas, king of Africa, went forth to spread along the land of Chittim, as usual, for plunder. And Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, heard their report. And he went forth to meet them with his army, and he fought them there in the road. And Zepho smote the troops of the king of Africa with the edge of the sword, and left none remaining of them, not even one returned to his master in Africa. And Angeas heard of this which Zepho the son of Eliphaz had done to all his troops, that he had destroyed them. And Angeas assembled all his troops, all the men of the land of Africa, a people numerous like the sand by the seashore. And Angeas sent to Lucus his brother, saying, "Come to me with all thy men, and help me to smite Zepho and all the children of Chittim who have destroyed my men." And Lucus came with his whole army, a very great force, to assist Angeas's brother to fight with Zepho and the children of Chittim. And Zepho and all the children of Chittim heard this thing, and they were greatly afraid, and a great terror fell upon their hearts. And Zepho also sent a letter to the land of Edom, to Hadad the son of Bedad, king of Edom, and to all the children of Esau, saying, "I have heard that Angeas, king of Africa, is coming to us with his brother for battle against us, and we are greatly afraid of him, for his army is very great, particularly as he comes against us with his brother and his army likewise. Now therefore come you also up with me and help me, and we will fight together against Angeas and his brother Lucus, and you will save us out of their hands. But if not, know ye that we shall all die." And the children of Esau sent a letter to the children of Chittim and to Zepho their king, saying, "We cannot fight against Angeas and his people, for a covenant of peace has been between us these many years, from the days of Bela, the first king, and from the days of Joseph, the son of Jacob, king of Egypt, with whom we fought on the other side of Jordan when he buried his father. And when Zepho heard the words of his brethren, the children of Esau, he refrained from them. And Zepho was greatly afraid of Angeas. And Angeas and Lucus his brother arrayed all their forces, about 800,000 men, against the children of Chittim. And all the children of Chittim said unto Zepho, Pray for us to the God of thy ancestors, peradventure he may deliver us from the hand of Angeas and his army. For we have heard that he is a great God, and that he delivers all who trust in him. And Zepho heard their words. And Zepho sought the Lord, and he said, O Lord God of Abraham and Isaac my ancestors, this day I know that thou art a true God, and all the gods of the nations are vain and useless. Remember now this day unto me thy covenant with Abraham our father, which our ancestors related unto us, and do graciously with me this day for the sake of Abraham and Isaac our fathers, and save me and the children of Chittim from the hand of the king of Africa, who comes against us for battle. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Zepho, and he had regard for him on account of Abraham and Isaac. And the Lord delivered Zepho and the children of Chittim from the hand of Angeas and his people. And Zepho fought Angeas, king of Africa, and all his people on that day. And the Lord gave all the people of Angeas into the hands of the children of Chittim. And the battle was severe upon Angeas. And Zepho smote all the men of Angeas and Lucus his brother with the edge of the sword. And there fell from them unto the evening of that day about 400,000 men. And when Angeas saw that all his men perished, he sent a letter to all the inhabitants of Africa to come to him to assist him in the battle. And he wrote in the letter, saying, All who are found in Africa, let them come unto me from 10 years old and upward. Let them all come unto me. And behold, if he comes not, he shall die, and all that he has with his whole household the king will take. And all the rest of the inhabitants of Africa were terrified at the words of Angeas. And they went out of the city about 300,000 men and boys, from 10 years upward, and they came to Angeas. And at the end of 10 days, Angeas renewed the battle against Zepho and the children of Chittim, and the battle was very great and strong between them. And from the army of Angeas and Lucus, Zepho sent many of the wounded unto his hand, about 2,000 men. And Sosiphtha, the captain of the host of Angeas, fell in that battle. And when Sosiphtha had fallen, the African troops turned their backs to flee, and they fled. And Angeas and Lucus his brother were with them. And Zepho and the children of Chittim pursued them, and they smote them still heavily on the road, about 200 men, and they pursued Asdrubal, the son of Angeas, who had fled with his father. And they smote 20 of his men in the road. And Asdrubal escaped from the children of Chittim, and they did not slay him. And Angeas and Lucus his brother fled with the rest of their men. And they escaped and came into Africa with terror and consternation. And Angeas feared all the days lest Zepho the son of Eliphaz should go to war with him.